听力课堂，听 class.com。
在这课里，我们学习用
where， w h e r e， where， whom， w h o m， whom
和
when， w h e n， when
做短句。这些短句在句子里分别说明地点、人物和时间。现在我们来听彼得和玛丽两个人之间的一段对话。这段对话包含了我刚才提到的三种短句的用法，请你注意听两位英文老师的发音和语调。
Are you going anywhere on vacation this summer?
Yes, we are going back to a national park in California where we went camping last summer.
How nice. We're going to California too.
Are you going to the resort where you used to go on vacation?
Yes, and we're going to visit people whom we met there before.
When are you coming back?
I don't know the exact date, but I'll call you on the day when I get home.
现在我请英文老师用慢速度再把整段对话念一遍。
Are you going anywhere on vacation this summer?
Yes.We're going back to a national park in California where we went camping last summer.
How nice. We're going to California too.
Are you going to the resort where you used to go on vacation?
Yes, and we're going to visit people whom we met there before.
When are you coming back?
I don't know the exact date, but I'll call you on the day when I get home.
下面英文老师再把对话里包含了我们今天要学的语法的句子挑出来念给你听。
We're going back to a national park in California where we went camping last summer. Are you going to the resort where you used to go on vacation?
We're going to visit people whom we met there before. I'll call you on the day when I get home.
听了上面的句子，你可能已经注意到，说明地点、人物和时间的短句都出现在他们所修饰的词后面。比方有一句话，彼得要到一个风景区去。这句话英文可以这样说
：Peter is going to a scenic area。
可是这究竟是一个什么样的风景区呢？为了加以说明，我们可以用一个以
where。W-H-E-R-E, where?
开头的短句加以修饰。比方，他可以搭帐篷的风景区。
A scenic area where he can set up his tent.
所以整句话就是
Peter is going to a scenic area where he can set up his tent.
现在我们来做一组代换练习。老师先说
A national park where he can relax.
一个他可以去调剂身心的国家公园。接着老师说，找到许多植物。
Find many plants。
学生就把老师提出的字或是词代换到短句里念出来。答案就是
A national park where he can find many plants。
现在我们开始做练习。学生做的时候，请你也一起做。
A national park where he can relax. Go camping.
A national park where he can go camping.
Set up his tent.
A national park where he can set up his tent.
Go fishing.
A national park where he can go fishing.
Go hiking.
A national park where he can go hiking.
Go swimming.
A national park where he can go swimming.
Find many plants.
A national park where he can find many plants.
刚才那组练习里的短句都是用来说明彼得所向往的国家公园。下面一组练习是说彼得要去的地方。比方一个他可以用电的露营区。
A camping area where he can have electricity.
一个他可以钓鱼的湖
A lake where he can go fishing
等等我们还是以代换方式做这组练习每做完一句就请你听老师念正确答案
Peter is going to a national park where he can go camping, a scenic area where he can set up his tent.
Peter is going to a scenic area where he can set up his tent.
A camping area where he can have electricity.
Peter is going to a camping area where he can have electricity.
A lake where he can go fishing.
Peter is going to a lake where he can go fishing.
A forest where he can find many plants.
Peter is going to a forest where he can find many plants.
A mountain where he can go hiking.
Peter is going to a mountain where he can go hiking.
A place where he can relax.
Peter is going to a place where he can relax.
下面我们来练习用
whom, W-H-O-M, whom,
做修饰人物的短句。另外有一个疑问词
who, W-H-O, who,
也可以用来做短句修饰人物。这两个字意思相同，但是用法不同。简单的说
,who, W-H-O, who,
代表主语，比方认识玛丽的人
,who knows Mary,
喜欢玛丽的人
,who likes Mary,
等等。而
whom, W-H-O-M, whom,
代表宾语，比方玛丽认识的人
,whom Mary knows,
玛丽喜欢的人
,whom Mary likes,
等等。目前在一般谈话里代表宾语的
whom
已经慢慢的被淘汰，但是在文章或是演讲里仍然还用这个字。下面我们来做代换练习，学学用
whom
开头的短句形容玛丽的朋友，比方他去年看到的朋友，跟他一起旅行的朋友，跟他交谈的朋友等等。在学生做练习的时候，请你也一起做。
Friends whom Mary met last year, saw last summer.
Friends whom Mary saw last summer,
likes very much.
Friends whom Mary likes very much,
traveled with.
Friends whom Mary traveled with,
chatted with.
Friends whom Mary chatted with,
knew many years ago.
Friends who Mary knew many years ago.
下面一组练习是由老师问你一个问题，比方玛丽要去探望谁。
Who is Mary going to visit?
接着老师说，她去年看到的朋友。
Friends whom she saw last year.
所以答案就是
Mary is going to visit friends whom she saw last year.
这组练习的内容都是说到玛丽在商业旅游区的各种活动。现在我们开始做练习。
Who is Mary going to visit? Friends whom she saw last year.
Mary is going to visit friends whom she saw last year.
Who is Mary going to have dinner with? People whom she met last summer.
Mary is going to have dinner with people whom she met last summer.
Who is Mary going fishing with? A friend whom she likes very much.
Mary is going fishing with a friend whom she likes very much.
Who is Mary going hiking with? Someone whom she has known for a long time.
Mary is going hiking with someone whom she has known for a long time.
Who is Mary going to play tennis with? Someone whom she travels with.
Mary is going to play tennis with someone whom she travels with.
现在我们再来学习用
whom
做短句。下面一组练习是由老师念两个句子，比方玛丽跟人们交谈。
Mary chatted with people.
她去年认识他们。
She met them last year.
请你把第二句话改成用
whom
开头的短句，用来修饰第一句话里的人们。所以答案就是，玛丽跟她去年认识的人们交谈。
Mary chatted with people whom she met last year.
这组练习的内容也都是有关玛丽在商业旅游区的活动。现在我们开始做练习，每做完一句，还是请你听正确答案。
Mary chatted with people. She met them last year.
Mary chatted with people whom she met last year.
Mary took pictures of her friends. She traveled with them.
Mary took pictures of her friends whom she traveled with.
Mary played volleyball with her friends. She visited them.
Mary played volleyball with her friends whom she visited.
Mary went biking with someone. She liked him very much.
Mary went biking with someone whom she liked very much.
Mary went for a drive with someone. She knew her.
Mary went for a drive with someone whom she knew.
下面我们来学习用。
When, W-H-E-N, when.
开头可以说明时间的短句。第一组练习是说彼得和父母到国家公园去露营。第一个星期就碰上暴风雨，帐篷被吹走了，不得不住进父母的旅行拖车里。下面男老师把彼得这次不愉快的经验一句一句地念出来，每个句子都有说明时间的短句。请你听了之后，跟着女老师把句子重复一遍。
During the month when we went camping in the national park, we had a terrible experience.
During the month when we went camping in the national park, we had a terrible experience.
It happened on the day when I set up my tent.
It happened on the day when I set up my tent.
In the afternoon, when we got back from fishing, it became windy.
In the afternoon, when we got back from fishing, it became windy.
During the night, when it started to rain heavily, I got out of my tent and went into my parents' trailer.
During the night, when it started to rain heavily, I got out of my tent and went into my parents' trailer.
The next morning, when I got up,I found that my tent was gone.
The next morning when I got up, I found that my tent was gone.
在刚才那组练习里有一个字是
trailer, T-R-A-I-L-E-R, trailer.
这个字指的是美国人露营的时候常常用的拖车。这种拖车就好像是带了轮子的房子，里头有水电，还分几间屋子。有的拖车本身就是一辆汽车，有的必须用一般汽车拖着。这个字等一会儿在听力测验里还会出现。下面老师要根据刚才那组练习提出一些问题，请学生做肯定的答复。在学生回答问题的时候，请你也一起回答。
Did Peter have a terrible experience during the month when he went camping?
Yes.He had a terrible experience during the month when he went camping.
Did it happen on the day when he set up his tent?
Yes, it happened on the day when he set up his tent.
Did it become windy in the afternoon when he got back from fishing?
Yes, it became windy in the afternoon when he got back from fishing.
Did he get into his parents' trailer during the night when it started to rain heavily?
Yes, he got into his parents' trailer during the night when it started to rain heavily.
Did he find that his tent was gone the next morning when he got up?
Yes, he found that his tent was gone the next morning when he got up.
今天我们要听的文章是说到美国人夏天里喜欢到国家公园去露营，他们到那儿可以呼吸新鲜空气，可以享受湖光山色， 陶冶身心。有的人开着旅行拖车去，有的人是在营区搭帐篷等等。现在请你注意听。
One kind of vacation that many Americans enjoy is camping. Each summer, millions of Americans drive to the countryside where they find places to camp. The national parks, many of which are in the mountains, are favorite camping places. Campers enjoy the fresh air, the lakes, and the forests which they find in these parks. Campers hike, swim, and fish. They can also find many kinds of animals and plants in the parks. Mostly, campers relax. They enjoy a change from their busy lives in the city. Some campers have trailers which they drive or pull behind their cars to their campsites. Trailers are like houses on wheels. They have many conveniences which people have in their homes, such as electricity and hot water. But most campers don't have trailers. They camp in tents which they set up in their campsites. Campers in tents don't have the conveniences that campers in trailers have. Tent campers enjoy a very simple life.
刚才那篇文章你听懂了多少？如果没有全部听懂，没有关系，等一会儿还有机会听。现在我请老师先把今天测验的问题念给你听。第一个问题是
What do campers find in the national parks?
第二个问题是
Why do people enjoy camping?
第三个问题是
What conveniences do campers in trailers have?
下面我们再来听英文老师用慢速度把整篇文章念一遍。
One kind of vacation that many Americans enjoy is camping. Each summer, millions of Americans drive to the countryside where they find places to camp. The national parks, many of which are in the mountains, are favorite camping places.Campers enjoy the fresh air, the lakes, and the forests which they find in these parks. Campers hike, swim, and fish. They can also find many kinds of animals and plants in the parks. Mostly, campers relax. They enjoy a change from their busy lives in the city.Some campers have trailers which they drive or pull behind their cars to their campsites. Trailers are like houses on wheels. They have many conveniences which people have in their homes, such as electricity and hot water. But most campers don't have trailers. They camp in tents.Which they set up in their campsites. Campers in tents don't have the conveniences that campers in trailers have. Tent campers enjoy a very simple life.
现在请你回答下面三个问题。每回答一句，就请你听正确答案。第一个问题是
What do campers find in the national parks?
They find fresh air, lakes, forests, and many kinds of animals and plants.
第二个问题是
Why do people enjoy camping?
They enjoy camping because they can relax and enjoy a change from their busy lives in the city.
第三个问题是
What conveniences do campers in trailers have?
They have electricity and hot water.